As always, it is truly good to be able to come and to worship God in spirit and in truth. Coming together on this wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day to give praise and honor unto God, to lift up our voices and sing unto Him, to be able to give back a portion of that in which He has allowed us to prosper, to partake of the Lord's Supper, to remember His death, burial, and resurrection, and to pray and to hear His word being proclaimed. As you have all noticed already on this morning, you will not be allowed or be able to see the PowerPoint. So I don't want anyone pointing at me and saying it's not on, because no, it's not on. But I do have it. Some of you seen the first part of this lesson on last Sunday morning, so maybe you can just picture in your mind what it looked like. What do you put before first? What do you put before first? As we woke on this morning, what was the first thing that came to our minds? Was it what you did on yesterday? Was it what you was going to do on today? Was it how many mischievous things you could get into? Was it thinking about God has allowed me to see another day? Has allowed me to open my eyes, to have the activity of my limbs, to be in my right mind? Was those the things that you thought about? You know, many of us could share things that we go through on a daily basis. We could share things that no one else would probably ever think about sharing, but yet we share those things. How about sharing the Word of God? How about telling someone that God sent His only begotten Son to this earth in order to die so that we all could have a right to the tree of life? Man has placed on the calendar for this day to be Mother's Day. That's a good thing, isn't it? That we have mothers, that we're able to call them, we're able to think about them, that we're able to tell them that we love them. That's good. But if you can recall from last week, if you love mother or father more than me, you are not worthy of me. Those are the words of Christ. So it's okay to love your mothers. It's okay to love your fathers. But if you love them more than you love God, Jesus said, you are not worthy of me. We need to keep those things in mind. In Matthew chapter 6, the verses 33 from the scripture reading, we're just going to focus in on verse 33 to get back to the lesson, to think about what do you or what comes before first. What comes before first? You know, if I ask that question to everyone in the room, everyone may have a different answer. Consider baseball just for a moment. You say, what comes before first? Well, you say you're standing home plate. Home plate does not come before first. You have to go to first, second, third, and then home. Then home. First is the first base. First base, and that means that's the first base that you go to. What do we put before God? Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 34, take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Worry. I want to ask you a question. How many times or how many of you, by worrying about what you're going to do, has allowed you to do it? I don't believe none of us. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you expect out of me? What do you want from me? Very simple. Verse 33 again. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's what He wants you to do. To live holy. To live righteous before Him, to seek the kingdom, to to understand the desires of God, to understand the commands of God, and put those things in your life so that you may be pleasing unto Him. Well, last week we asked it itself. Do you put self first? And if you put self first, the question would be why? You know, I was always taught to put others before you put yourself. The scriptures teach the same thing. I had no idea that when they were teaching me that, they were teaching me Bible. And they probably didn't either. Self does not come first. Family does not come first. Well, I don't care what you say. My mom comes first. My dad comes first. My sisters, my brothers, they come first. I'm the first one to tell you, or maybe someone told you before, but I'm going to say, I'm the first one to tell you that if my mom called while I'm preaching, let her call. I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm not going to even know she's calling until after service is over. So don't no one look at their phones thinking their mom is going to call them, wondering why come you haven't called her. Family does not come first. God comes first. Matthew 10, he that loveth father or mother, verse 37 in Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Matthew 10, verse 37. Didn't say don't love them, but if you love them more than you love me, you are not worthy of me. There are so many people today that are not worshiping God because family is in town. Or I'm traveling to see my mom, or I'm traveling to see whoever. God, I take care of you next week. God may take care of you today. You know, they need to consider those things. We need to tell people these things. God comes first, not family. It's not your friends. What my friend want to see me today? I don't really have time for God today. You know, Jesus said, the Bible says that if you're friends of the world, you're an enemy of God. But yet we have many people that have said, my friends come first. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what the Bible says. I know that my friends come first because they're going to always be there for me. Your friends are going to die. God will always be there. He will never leave. He will never die because He's always alive. But your friends are going to die. But yet we put them first. James chapter 4, verse 4. James chapter 4, verse 4. We need to quit putting things before God. James chapter 4, verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. If that's what you want to be, that's fine. You want to be friends with the world? God is not going to make you be His friend. He says, but if you are friends of the world, you are an enemy to God. So is it your friends that are first? Is it your family that's first? Or is it self that's first? We may all say that, you know, I don't put those things before God. My family understand that I love the Lord. My friends understand that I love the Lord. And I even understand that I love the Lord. But I want to ask you a question. Do your boss know that you love the Lord? As I stated on last week, is it your job that comes first? I know that sometime I will schedule, you know, Brother Brian is here this morning, this evening he'll be working. But if Brother Brian decides that, you know, the boss man asked me yesterday, did I want to volunteer to work on Sunday because there's a lot of people that, you know, want to spend time with family. And Brother Brian said, yeah, I'll do that. What has Brother Brian done? I'm just using him. He's put his job first. Put his job before God. I was talking to a new convert on yesterday, I believe it was, and he was talking about, you know, getting this new job, and he said, you know, the place where they want me to work is a seven-day operation. I told the man, I can't work on Sunday. New convert now, said I cannot work on Sunday. He understands who comes first. So we need some older Christians to understand that God comes first. It's not your job. Your job doesn't care about God. It cares about getting out that production, but we need to let them know that I am a production of God. and I am going to put him first. If you want me to work on Sunday, you best better find you someone else, because I am going to serve God. Amen. If it's a choice, let's make the right choices. Amen. In Luke chapter 8, verse 14. Luke chapter 8, verse 14. Now the ones that fell among thorns, and those are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. You want riches, so therefore you put your job first before God. I got to go out there and make that dollar. You know, the Bible says if a man don't work, a man don't eat. The Bible says a man don't take care of his own family is worse than an infidel. I have to work. Do you have to work every Sunday? Do you have to work every time, you know, what time does worship start? It starts at 11 o'clock. Oh, man, man won't be coming at 10:30, so I'm going to have to be there. You know, I can't come to worship. But what about evening service? Well, he's going to ask me to work over, and I already know what I'm going to give the answer. The answer is going to be yes. I'm going to stay over because I need to pay my bills. Now, what you need to do is worship God. Because the scriptures teach us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. Considering one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Let's not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhort one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Which is more important, going punching that time clock or coming to worship God? Should be worshiping God. I know it's worshiping God. Is it your possessions? Do they come first? Do they come first? I need to get all these things because I know that these things are important to me. But are they important to God? That's the question that we need to ask ourselves. In the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon talks about the things that are vanity. Where people are trying to, you know, they have silver, they have gold, but they're steady trying to get more. They're loving their possessions. Can't take them with you. Can't take them with you. So you need to let them go. You need to quit putting those things before God. They have become idols in many cases. Oh, this is the first clear day we've had. And, you know, I need to go and I need to take care of my car. I need to go wash my car. What time does the car wash close? Or what time does the car wash open? Oh, you know, the thing I'm really looking at is since it's such a nice car, everyone is going to be at the car wash around 11 o'clock, so I want to be there as well. Well, Butch got the best looking car in here, I do believe. Where is he sitting? He's sitting right over here. Right over here. You know, that nice yellow Corvette. But he's not out there washing his car, shorting it off, because he knows that God comes first. God comes first. We need to remember that. In the book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 29, what comes before first in your mind? These are some things we need to consider. Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. And everyone that has forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or land, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, and shall inherit eternal life, or everlasting life. Now, looking at those things right there, I want you to consider what comes first. And I want you to just look at this for a moment, how it's described here. It's okay to have more than one house, isn't it? Because it said houses. It's okay to have more than one brother because it said brethren. Or more than one sister because it said sisters. But look what it says reference to father. It just has father there, doesn't it? Singular, or a mother, singular, or wife, singular, or then you get to children, which is plural again. And you look at lands, you can have more than one land, piece of land. But it said, if you have forsaken those for my sake, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold, much more. So are you putting your possessions first, or are you putting God first? He says, if you put me first, I'm going to be able to multiply those things for you. See, did you ever think that you would have as many brothers and sisters as you do as you look around this congregation? Did you ever think about those things? Did you ever think about, you know, everywhere you go could be home? Have you ever thought about that? You know, those song goes, you know, well, no, never mind. But there are times where we go places where we think that we have nowhere to lay our head. But guess what? We have family everywhere we go. Because we put God first. All you got to do is pick up the phone. You go into an area, you know someone in that area, pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm coming to the area. Do you have a place for me to sleep? And they say, we can make arrangements. We can get you a place to sleep because you have family here. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people that are dedicated to serving God and not putting their possessions first, but putting God first. Is it pleasure? Is it pleasure? You know, we got many people that love to do things because it pleasures them. Last night, there were many people that went to the club and they couldn't get up this morning because they were putting pleasure first. Had every intention on coming to worship service this morning, but woke up with a hangover or didn't wake up because they stayed out too late. That's pleasure. See, we need to put God first. We need to understand that the club is not where we need to be anyway.
Amen.
We need to be at home at a decent hour. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Is it pleasure? Is it pleasure? 1 John 2, 15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. But guess what happens? It says, and the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of the Father, or the will of God, abideth forever. He that doeth the will of the Father, or of God, abideth forever. Do you love pleasure more than you love God? If so, you have a serious problem. If you love family more, if you love your job more, if you love your possessions more, if you love your friends more, if you love self more, you have a serious problem. So I guess we really need to get down to the question. If I ask, what comes before first? And we've already looked at several things that possibly in your mind comes before first. Let's go back and think now and ask the question, who or what must be first? Who or what must be first? The answer is very simple. Go right back to Matthew 6:33. This is what needs to be first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God must be first. Must be first. He's not going to take second. He's not going to stand for you to say, well, you're second place in my life. Thank you for putting me on the back burner. God is not going to say that. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 22 through 23. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. See, there are many people that say, that, yeah, I put God first, but this is what he says, reference to those. Everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. But Lord, I had you first. I had you first. Yeah. Remember what you're saying. You had him first. He's no longer first anymore. But this is what we did. Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name, in thy name cast out demons, and in thy name do many wonderful works? You know the old saying that many men say when we tell them about the things that they're putting first in their life? Well, you know, I had to go see my mama. I had to take care of self. But, you know, I had to go see my friends. I had to work, you know, I had to take care of my possessions. And, you know, I just want you to understand that God knows my heart. You're absolutely right. God does know your heart. Brother Brian, read verse 23.
And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Because God knows your heart. That's why he says, depart from me. That's why. He knew that you were not putting him first. He knew what you was putting first. He knew who you was putting first. That is why he says, depart from me. So who or what is first in your life? Is it Christ? Is it Christ? Again, Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. If you love father or mother more than me, you're not worthy of me, he said. But, you know, how can I not love my mother? How can I not love my father? You can. But if you love them more than you love God, you have a problem. You have a problem. We need that problem needs to be addressed. And we need to make sure that we understand that as that problem is addressed, that Christ is first in my life. Now we know that God is first and we know that Christ is first. They're there. They're together. But guess what else goes along with that? Because we're putting all these things in the same category as being first. What the Father want us to do. The Father's will. But God, you first in my life. What more do you want? He wants you to keep his commandments. He wants you to be obedient. He wants you to listen. Again, we go back to Matthew 7, 21, and it says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Very simple, isn't it? How are we going to know what God wants us to do? How are we going to know what the desires of God are? That we open up the book and we study it. And as we study it, we apply it to our lives. So if we are going to put God first, we're going to put Christ first, we're going to do the will of the Father first, we must be about the Father's business. You know what his business is all about? His business is all about saving souls. I don't have time for that. I've talked to this person about God and they don't want to listen, so I just don't have time for it anymore. Why not? That should be first in your life. That should be priority. You know, when we get on our feet in the morning and we get along our way and we see someone that does not know Christ, we need to be trying to introduce them. Inviting them to come to worship. Inviting them to sit down and have a Bible study with us. You know, just inviting them to open up the Word and let's see what thus said the Lord. In Luke chapter 2, the verse is 48. Luke chapter 2, the verse is 48. As the mother of Jesus and the father of Jesus were looking for him, they could not find him. They were worried about him, just as any mother would worry about her son being lost. Thought maybe he was with someone else in the crowd or with the caravan that they was in. Thought maybe he was there, but yet they didn't find him, so they searched for him. And it says in Luke 2:48, and when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? Don't you know that I need to be about the business of God, my father? See, that need to be our attitude sometimes. That need to be our reply sometimes. You know, you've been looking for me, you're looking in all the wrong places. You're calling me in all the wrong times. You know where I am on Sunday morning. You know where I am on Sunday evening. You know where I am on Wednesday. And then the schedule changes, but many times when you're looking for me, I am somewhere hopefully doing the will of the Father, about the Father's business. That's the way Jesus was at a very young age. That's the way we need to be. You know why we're doing these things? Because we're striving to enter in. If we don't put these things first, we will not enter in, but we're striving to enter in. Well, where do you want to go? You want to go to heaven. That's where we want to go. Luke chapter 13, verse 23. Luke chapter 13, verse 23. We want to go to heaven. We're striving. We want to get there. But you know, there are many people that won't get there. Many that say that they're going, they're not going. Many that say that they're on their way, they're not on their way. I was on my way to worship service and, you know, I had a flat tire. And, you know, we already got the word that I saw such and such and they was going the opposite direction. Yeah, they had a flat tire. They was going in the opposite direction. Well, if you were coming in the right direction, maybe you wouldn't have ran over that nail. Or maybe, you know, you are in the right place. Maybe you wouldn't have got your tire slashed. But we're striving to enter in because we want to do the will of the Father. It said Luke chapter 13, verse 23, then said one of him, unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. So there's a lot of people on this day that say that they're going down the right road, but yet they're not. Because they have put self first. They have put family first. They have put friends first. They have put their possessions first. They have put their jobs first. They have put pleasures first. All before God. And again, the scripture says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Where are your affections this morning? Where are your affections this morning? Are they on things above? Or are they on things of this earth? You know, I believe that if we say we love God, we need to do what he says. Amen. We need to look in the word and we say, God, yes, I see what you want me to do, and I am going to do those things. I understand the importance of family. I understand the importance of working. I understand the importance of having a good time. I understand the importance of friends. I understand the importance of all those things. But Lord, I'm going to look above, and that's where I'm going to set my affections. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Because we have been, those of us that are in Christ have been risen with Christ. We are part of the body of Christ. We have put him on through the watery graves of baptism, and we're enjoying all the spiritual blessings, and we're looking forward to even more. It says in Colossians 3, verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Those are some beautiful words. And we need to understand that that is exactly where our affections need to be, above and not on this earth. So who's first? God is first. Christ is first. And what else is first? To do the Father's will. To be about the Father's business. To strive to enter in and set our affections above. If you're here this morning, and God has not been first in your life. You are a Christian. Christ has not been first in your life. You have not been seeking to do his will, nor being about his business. And you're not striving to enter in, by no doubt. But you know what? You can change. You can ask God to forgive you for your sins. You can tell the congregation that you need prayer, and we'll pray for you. But maybe you're here, you're not a Christian, and you want to become one. The opportunity is yours. You hear the word. Understand who Jesus Christ is and believe that he is the Son of God and confess this before the ones that are here. And as you're confessing this, you're repenting of your sins. And all that's left to be in Christ is to be baptized, washing away your sins. As Paul is recounting his conversion in Acts 22, verse 16, was told unto him, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord. There's no better time than right now to be obedient. If you just need the prayers of the congregation, we ask that you let that be known as well. If you're hearing your subject, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.